Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews 12. While you're recovering from that video, I'm going to be talking to the fathers of your 0 to 10-year-olds. Okay. So if you have a 0 to 10-year-old, this is directed at you. Okay. Is everybody there? Hebrews 12, verse 9. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? Now, there are many messages in that one scripture, but I'm just going to focus on one. And I think that it's the idea of perspective. You know, if I look at the part where it says we've all had human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it, that was not me. I thought my parents were out to get me for most of my life. But when I look back now, I am so thankful for the way they raised me. I mean, they weren't perfect parents, but there's so many things that I didn't enjoy back then, but now it has formed me and has helped me to see, you know, I think to navigate life in a much, I would say, more organized and in a better way. Now, you may ask, why am I talking to the 0 to 10-year-olds when both my kids are almost out of the house? Well, one's out at the moment. She'll be coming back. But my kids are 20 years old and 23 years old. And I think it's about perspective. God helps us to see our lives through people who have been there before. Now, when my kids were younger, you know, 2 to 3, to maybe up to about 10 years old, literally, it's a very challenging time for me. It's a very challenging time, I think, for all of us, fathers especially, to raise our kids. Because I think, for me, when I grew up, my mother did all the raising. So, you know, there was that example of the father sitting back and relaxing and watching the mother do all the work. But that's not what God expects from us as fathers. So it was challenging for me to change my whole perspective. You know, it was very confusing also because, you know, the Bible was calling me to discipline my kids, and it seemed like I was the only one doing it, and all my brothers were not. And I was wondering what, you know, am I the odd one out here? I think it was also embarrassing, I think, in public when, you know, I needed to take my daughter around the corner to help her to see things clearly. And nobody else was doing that. And I thought, oops, people are going to look at me strangely and, you know, I'm going to start, you know, feeling weird or something. And I think, you know, there was always that temptation, my kids are never going to love me because of this. You know, because I'm actually training them and stuff for them, and they're going to, you know, they're going to turn on me, you know, at some point because of the spankings I gave them, or, you know, the discipline, or the, you know, the withholding of privileges. And I think it tempted me to compromise. I was tempted to compromise. I was tempted to give up. Now, my character is melancholic. I just want to sleep things off. When something happens in my life, I want to take a nap. And now I had to face this thing. And I was kind of waiting for Tracy to step in and waiting and waiting, and then she didn't, because she was waiting on me as the father to discipline my children. I sometimes hoped and prayed that it will just go away. But I chose to persevere, and by God's grace and with the help of many mature fathers, some of them in this room, I made it through those years. I embraced it firstly and then made it through. And now, after 23 years, I can look back and think, wow, something came out of that discipline. If I look at the godly choices I can't call them kids anymore, but my young adults are making in their lives, it all makes sense. I now can see what I didn't see when I was a young father with 2 to 3 year olds. If I look at the friendships that we have now, it's way better than it was back then. So it wasn't even as if it was going south. It was actually getting better because I persevered, because I took the advice of more mature men and persevered through disciplining my children. In fact, you know, I'm flying over to the United States in about a month's time to go and spend time with my daughter. And we're going to do a tour through part of the United States. But we can do that now because we have the friendship to sustain it. Because I didn't give up back then. So, young fathers, you are the hope of your children. And without you, our children don't stand a great chance of making it through to becoming godly fathers themselves. Don't give up. Don't give up on disciplining your children. Don't give up on the times when you think, man, I just don't have the energy for this. I've had a long day and my kids have, you know, had a lot of sugar and I just can't do this anymore. Don't compromise. It's so easy to compromise. There's a big screen TV there waiting for you to compromise. There's a lot of peers who are not disciplining their children, not raising their children in a godly way, who can easily become an excuse. Get perspective. Look, speak to some of the older, mature men and ask them for perspective. Ask them what they went through and how they made it through. So you can, you know, persevere with that encouragement. Basically, guys, I'm talking to the fathers of the younger kids. You are the hope. And through your actions, you can make victory sure for your children.